Welcome to the World Service Conference 2019 Fellowship Day. My name is Sammy, and I'm a debtor.
Hi, Sammy.
Would you please join me in opening with the Serenity Prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The topic of this workshop is our steps 10 through 12. Our speakers will have 10 minutes each.
Hi, I'm Beth, and I'm a debtor.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how's the mic working? We're good? All right. Oh, well, I'm really glad to see all of you here and to be here. I'm on the committee. We've been planning this for like a year, so this is super exciting. Yeah. We're here. We're here having recovery in a hotel with people from around the country and several from around the world, and that's just so super exciting to me. Oh, so I have to admit, you have now heard how much I have prepared today. So, but I just trust in my higher power that I'll know what to say. And I have a timer.
I'm timing.
Fabulous. Thank you, sir. Can you give me a minute if you can, even a visual?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so I am going to talk about step 10. I'm just going to share a little bit of my recovery. It is my honor to be speaking at this conference. I have been in Debtors Anonymous since 2002. I have not used a credit card since 2002, early 2002. But I did have unsecured loans through PRGs and vision work. I decided to go back to grad school, and I took student loans, unsecured debt. So I count my absence as November of 2006. And because of this program, from doing the steps, I have done the Yellow Workbook, which is an LA thing. I don't know if everybody here knows that. We literally took it from another fellowship. So I'm not a huge fan now that I know. that's kind of debtor behavior to just take something without asking. A little bit. But we are working on that. So that's a Southern Cal DA booklet. And I have also been reading the 12-12-12, and I've done this step several times using the big book. So the steps are very, very important to me, and I believe why I have the recovery today. Because of this program, I have paid off all my debt many years ago, and part of my disease is vagueness, so I'm so sorry. I don't know exactly how much, and I don't know exactly what year I stopped paying on my debt. Like, that's part of, like, that would be nice to know, and I don't have that. And I found a career in social services that I really love that pays well. And because of going to PRGs, sponsors, step work, vision work, I decided that I wanted to live comfortably doing a job of service rather than focusing on making money and doing service on the side. That is my journey. And I've learned not to judge other people. Everybody has their own journey. That just happens to be mine. So I get to be comfortable, but I'm not rich, and I'm okay with that. And I have one thing I struggle with still to this day that I need step work and recovery on is my life isn't perfect. I'm still a debtor. I will chase that free donut, even if I know I'm not supposed to eat donuts, but it's free, right? I will chase that extra dollar of interest on an account, even if it's really not worth my time, because it's free. You know, I love a good deal. I love a good sale. I love shopping. But I have recovery around these issues today. And I'm really grateful for that. And I'm proud of the work I've done. So may I borrow your book again for 1 second to read step 10? I believe it's on page 47. My friend Mary is helping me out. Thank you, Mary. So step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Thank you very much. Continue to take personal inventory. So like I said, I continue to be a debtor. That's why I keep coming back. If other people come and go, that's their business, that's their recovery. For me, I know that I get squirrely around money, and I forget that there is enough, that my God is my employer, and that I have everything I need just for today. So taking personal inventory, you guys, I keep being human and making mistakes. I don't like that, but it happens. And I've learned part of my recovery, so I haven't become a perfect human being yet. I have some feelings about that, but I have the tools now on how to take ownership, how to be humble and honest, how not to, I'm also a huge people pleaser. Thank goodness there's another program for that. We're not going to talk about that right now. my first instinct is to go, oh, I'm so sorry, and try to fix it. And that's not always what's for my highest good. Somebody else being uncomfortable is not always my problem. And money isn't always going to make me feel better. And there's been times when I've still used it to feel better. So taking personal inventory keeps me on track, y'all, because I identify as an addict, even if not a chemical addict of a type. Although, again, the donuts. But I'm still not a perfect person who still needs some direction and help. In fact, just today, I forget if one of the volunteers was here, we were talking about how the fact that the banquet is sold out today is a quality problem. I'm like, what's a quality problem? So many people want to go, it's sold out. And I love that, you guys. So that's what I feel like my recovery looks like today from 2002, is quality problems. And I have guidance on what to do with it, how to handle the feelings, how to process it in a spiritual way, practicing that God is my employer. And I do that through the steps, through sponsees, sponsors. I have an action partner I call every day. I haven't called her today yet. That has become one of my absolute best friends, one of my favorite people on the planet. She was probably my third action partner. Like, it just, my numbers are on an app that I'm sometimes good about entering constantly every day, and sometimes I forget for a week, and that's okay. But I work on it through the steps and take personal inventory, because again, I am not perfect. But the shame and the desire to immediately spend or something to feel better about it, that's better today. And I'm really grateful for that. God has given me all sorts of examples of when I've made mistakes, and I want to make sure that they're appropriate to share. I'm a supervisor. Somehow, I've gotten in a place of authority where I get to hire and fire people. And sometimes I can be quite lordy about that. That's not the right word, but it's what I got. And other times I can be very insecure about that. It's hard for me to be right-sized. Oh, I know where I was going. I was saying, as an addict, I tend to see things very black and white. Pardon my French for a second, but the saying I liked a lot, I call myself problem girl. That's classy, healthy. I'm the piece of shit that the world revolves around, right? I didn't know that you could be incredibly self-absorbed and still have low self-esteem. And I thought shopping made everything better for a few minutes, right? And especially shopping for others. That is still a trigger for me today. My last debt, actually, since it's coming up, was feeling like I had to buy the sheets on my friend's registry, even though she wasn't getting married for another 3 months. It's like, oh, I remembered after I did it. So that was my last debt with Macy's. And at that point, I'd already cut them up, but they still let me use my social security number to keep that card active. Like, I was squirrely, y'all. I can have whatever I want in God's time, not mine, right? And so I still struggle with that. I still want to be impulsive. I still want to see things as either grandiose, I'm the best, or I'm the worst. And, you know, our program is based on the 12 steps of AA. I'm a worker among workers, and I'm a debtor among debtors. And I'm no better and no worse than anybody else. And I am 5 minutes away from calling up a credit card line and debting tomorrow, no matter how many years I have under my belt, because I can sometimes have some squirrely thinking. So it's really important for me to continue to come into the rooms and be humble. I've had a couple slips over the years and ask my sponsor, is this a slip or is this a debt? And the last one was a secured credit union debit card that if you had X amount of charges a month, they give you $6. So guess who made too many charges? Automatic payments for that $6. And it was, and my sponsor and I worked it out. And he's like, you don't lose your recovery for that. That is a slip, and I want you to own it, and I want you to talk about it. But just for today, did you willingly spend more than you had? No. I want you to keep the recovery you have and keep moving forward. So that's part of my recovery for day, and that's where I continue to take step 10, because I am not perfect, and I still have so much to learn. It is wonderful taking chips and raising my hand of who has more than 10 years of service, etc., but I know that that's just by the grace of God, and I'm okay to give that up if I need to, if I make a mistake. There's no shame in that. It's really important that I keep coming back, and I am a member among members, for lack of a better word. So what else do I want to say about step 10? When I first did the steps in DA, it was in the yellow workbook, and actually we did it with a group. It was kind of cool. My sponsor had so many sponsees that he'd just get us together once a month. That was one of his time recovery issues. It's like, yeah, I'll just come over and we read and work it out together. I loved it. It was great. And and so step 10 for me felt like such a wonderful sense of accomplishment, y'all. Like, again, not healed, not perfect, but just for today, I have recovery, and I can be proud of that, and I can own that, and I can remember that I have recovery. And yeah, maybe I like my savings account to be higher. And you guys, I went through a divorce recently. I did not know that if you pay off everything, your credit score is not going to, and I don't live and die by my credit score anymore, right? But it would have been nice if I paid a little bit of attention. So I learned that I still have places to grow in this program. So I've been talking to people. Okay, so what do you do if you pay everything off and you don't want a credit card? There's things you can do if you want to buy a house in the next year or two. Like, I didn't know that. And I found that out by talking about my problems, even if I can feel a little insecure that my problems might sound a little grandiose to a newcomer. We're all debtors. I'm no better, no worse. And step 10 helps me just keep moving forward in my recovery and then move on to step 11. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm Mary from San Jose, and I'm recovering from under-earning, and I'm a debtor.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Mary.
Step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. As we understood him. Louder?
Too close.
Oh, thank you. Praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. I would like to keep this simple. So, so in terms of prayer, I'm going to back up. I believe, this is my opinion, that we don't have to be on step 11 to do step 11, because step 11 starts with the word prayer, and I believe that there's prayers through every step, and now DA has written our own third step and written our own seventh step prayer. So that's a triumph in itself. And meditation, there's so many kinds of meditation that is happening today. People are meditating. But I just want to pass that on, that we don't have to wait until step 11. So when you're working with sponsees, just let them know, you know, go ahead and pray and meditate wherever you feel is appropriate for you. So I'm using three pieces of literature today to talk about step 11. And one is our 12, 12, and 12. And another piece of literature is our One Day at a Time. And I'll just start with that, reading that. Just for this day, I will set aside time for quiet reflection, prayer, or meditation. I will let this nourish and replenish my soul. So this is the bookmark. Now it's not the bookmark, it's the old bookmark, new bookmark, very currently. And so there's 10 paragraphs there, so that's just for this day. And then on page 86 in the page 86 in the big book, it starts with, on page 86, the second paragraph, on awakening. And what it says, and it ends at 88, this particular part, but I just want to read this. We usually conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be, that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. And then goes on from there. And so this is a piece of meditation. I just wanted to point that out. So that's two pieces of literature, and then getting back to step 11 in our 12, 12, and 12. I did my steps with the small, well, before the small step, the first set of steps was written, that book. And then I've used this step 11 out of the 12, 12, and 12 with Sponsee. And in preparing for this particular talk today, I said, this needs to be read line by line. There's so many pieces to this. That's beautiful. And I have to skip around because I was meditating. I've been asking, okay. So in terms of prayer, the most powerful prayer I've experienced, I'm experiencing right now at 11:20, whatever time it is right now, the resentment prayer, that's on page 552 in the third edition and fourth edition. The resentment prayer, it is magical. My PRG, my business PRG people told me on a particular topic, do the resentment prayer. I knew how to do it, where to go, and I started it. And I knew that I had to do it for more than 2 weeks. I got into the fifth week, and then I got this message, okay, you're done with that. And then the person that I was resenting, very, very personal person in my life, gave me a phone call. And there was such healing around that. And it was about how I live DA. That was a healing about how I live DA. So in terms of prayer, this is the most powerful prayer I think exists. And I know it's beyond just the Western world, but and it's 552 in third or fourth edition, and do it at least for 2 weeks for your own sake. It'll prevent, I promise you, some debting. So I just needed to give that. So in going through step 11, okay, which feels more comfortable to you? Do you want to start with prayer? Do you want to continue prayer? Do you want to start meditation? Whatever works for you. Okay, but what's working for me, and it's been really working for me for long, I've been in DA since 2012. Okay, so I started meditating in 2010. And I'm going to be able to take meditation into my vision and be able to have sustainable spiritual earning from it. That's what I feel my vision is for me through meditation. And my higher power is giving me more than enough to handle. And I just say, okay, if this is what you want me to do with meditation, you have to be there. So right now I'm just really humbly saying, okay, I need the tools. I need the willingness to work through the meditation part. So meditation, as it mentions over here, whoever wrote this really knew a lot about meditation, so I suggest for you to read that. Because it says meditation can be done anywhere, for how long it is, wherever it is, it's your version. But the only thing is, a caution would be, don't start it at a stoplight. Because the signal will change and you might still be sitting there. So that's a, whatever you call that. Okay, so yeah, meditation, it's in, for me, on a personal practice, I'm going into beyond the spirituality of 12 steps. I'm being led into way back thousands of years kind of meditation. And my vision is to take what I'm learning through that back into 12 steps. Because people with addictions, we need meditation regardless of our addictions. And that's my vision. Thank you.
Actually, if you want a 5 minute warning.
Yeah, that's good. Hi, my name is Noel Detter, business owner.
Hi, Noel.
So glad to be here. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, there you go. All right, I will be like a rapper. Hey, buddy, Carlton DA. We got it. So, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive debtors and to practice these principles in all our affairs, step 12. And someone told me this years ago. I don't know if it's true, let me say this, but I like to believe it, that if you look at the promises, the 12 promises, each promise is supposed to correspond to the step. So, the 12th promise of DA, we will recognize a power, a power greater than ourselves as a source of our abundance. We will ask for help and guidance and have faith that they will come. So, and when we talk about having had a spiritual awakening, I've had many spiritual awakenings, actually. I didn't understand what that meant. I thought it was the burning bush kind. I think it was in step 10, somewhere in the 12 and 12 in AA, that a spiritual experience is being able to do something you could not do before, you know, without God's unaided will, you know. And I thought, oh, there are lots of things I was able to do that I did not know, that I didn't think I could do before. When I came in 92, one of the first amends I made in the early 90s, I went to Security Pacific, which was a bank back then, which is now part. I asked to speak to a manager at that bank, and I made an amends for so badly handling my checking account. They took my checking account away from me because I didn't know how much money was in there. I put my ATM card into the machine and it wouldn't give it back. It was like, you need to go see somebody. And they says, oh, sorry, sir, you wrote too many bad checks. You kept taking out money you don't have, so we're taking away your account. And they said, this is fine, I'll go to another bank. And they says, well, sir, I went to another bank. They said, sir, you're on check systems now. That means that because you did such a poor job at your account, we're not giving you another one. And I was in DA, and they said to me, well, we'll go to a credit union. They'll give you one. So I went to a credit union, and that was my account. And but I made amends to that bank. I actually went to the branch manager, and I apologized. I said, I'm in Debtors Anonymous. I apologize for handling the situation poorly, and I won't do it again. And the branch manager said, fine, I'll give you your account back. And I've had that account ever since. The same account. And someone was like, look, I was talking to someone at this particular bank, and they said, you have been with us since 1988, sir. That's the longest I've personally ever seen. You know? I said, you know. And something I will say, when I came into the rooms in the early 90s, I was in my early 20s and thinking like a person of that age, that DA was about fame and riches. Fame and riches. That's what I thought DA was all about. And I've learned with my spiritual awakening that step 12 ultimately is to be of love and service. Ultimately, that is it. That is all. There's nothing in DA that says you will become rich and famous, actually. Nothing in DA literature says you will get a brand new wardrobe, you will get a great house, and you will get a boyfriend or girlfriend. Nothing in DA says that. I'm so glad that we have that DA has our very own DA literature and our very DA. And what I love about that is that in the third step of DA's third step prayer, it says it all in that first sentence. That first sentence, higher power, I am willing to be transformed. The first sentence of our DA third step prayer, you know. and the importance of wanting to be willing to be transformed. And I thought, oh my God, I got to be of service. And I thought to myself, got to be of service. To me, in my mind, you want me to be a slave. That's what being, I have to be a slave, right? You know, to know that actually, believe it or not, there will come a time where you will want to be of love and service, and you will really want to do that. That one can actually strive for that. And how does that happen? One, in my own spiritual experience, is that we practice. You know, we practice the service muscle. We practice that 12-step muscle, you know, to be of love and service. Is just try it. Practice, 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 and all of a sudden, like any other thing, it'll just become inherent in what we do. You know, and something I've also learned, and something I say to my sponsees that they don't like to hear, is that oftentimes if you're a real service, it's inconvenient to you. Okay, why am I getting this phone call right now? I don't want to get this phone call. I'm getting ready to go into, you know, to this great time. I call out my sponsee. It's a sponsee or somebody in program calling me, you know, when we talk. And so, yeah, sometimes it's inconvenient to me. And I say this simply because, at least in LADA, one of the problems that we've always had is the sponsorship issue, that no one wants to be a sponsor. You know, no, we need to be a sponsor. The highest, the most amount of sponsees I've ever had was during the recession. Of course, a lot of people were coming there looking for answers to their financial problems when it was really a spiritual problem that I need to contend with, you know. And I, like many other people at that time, found myself unemployed. Unemployed, could not find a job no matter what. Could not find a job. I went to one. I don't know why this makes me teary. I went to one job interview. I finally got called in for a job interview. They had it at LA High School. I'm like, why are we having this at LA High School? So I showed up. Oh, they needed LA High School. There were 500 people there for this one job. 500 people. You know, and we're guided into rooms all by ourselves, you know, and we have to take tests to make sure to even qualify for an interview. We have to take these tests, right? And so, you know, when it came to, I needed to be there for I needed my program taking this level, because I thought, you know, I looked across 500 faces, and I thought, wow, this is my spiritual community. 500 of us are trying to keep our head above water. No, I am with these people, and I experienced a spiritual awakening that I hadn't had before if it weren't for the fact that I got unemployed for that period of time. It lasted a year, you know, and out of the blue, it ended. Out of the blue, I got a call. We have a job. Do you want? I said, heck yes, I want this job, you know. And so we're talking about that spiritual awakening first and foremost is something we can strive for. It is something that we can, you know, if you can do something you've never done before, congratulations, you've had a spiritual experience. You know, practice these principles to carry this message to the other, to other debtors, you know, to carry this message. One of the ways I was a service for myself was that I did I was a promotions person for a meeting. What do you call that service where you're supposed to do? Yeah, exactly. And so public information, that's one of the ways I did it. And so what I did is I mailed out information and sent out cards about my meeting to local therapists in the area. I said, if you have clients, you know, who are, you know, maybe, you know, DA is right, we have a meeting right in your area to do this. You know, how do I practice these principles in all of my affairs? You know, I look at, and again, I'd suggest you take a look at the 12 promises, because I find that, at least for me, they do correspond to the maladies of what's going on, that it is the answer to each of the particular steps. And a big part of that is just, you know, it is about developing that spiritual connection. And if I can make that spiritual connection, you know, I am good. And sometimes that spiritual connection shows me a place that I don't want to be. Like, I really don't want to be here, but I have enough faith that I will be here. Okay. I too went to grad school in my 40s, and I worked it out. I got into one grad program. They would not give me a scholarship. Broke my heart, and I actually turned it down because I did not want to go into debt. I found another program where I can pay, you know, what I could afford, take a class, whatever I could afford, and that was because of DA. You know, you are my higher power. I've learned that my higher power is not just, you know, one source. It's lots of sources. You know, it's all of you. You know, I'd say this last trust them. And community is important. You know, community is no joke. You know, we need to be able to commune with each other. Thank you very much. And I'll close with this, is that, you know, oftentimes, I don't know what's going to happen next. I really, really don't know what's going to happen next, you know? But what's great about having, you know, the recovery and coming to places like this is that you did it. If you did it, I can do it. There are spiritual philosophies. It's okay not to know what's going to happen next. Living in the I don't know-ness is actually a spiritual tool in some traditions, you know, and that's where I am. So looking forward to the questions and comments. Thanks.
Okay, that's all the time we have. In closing, we would like to remind you that in Debtors Anonymous, we practice Tradition 12, which is the principle of anonymity. This assures us freedom to express ourselves at meetings and in private conversations without fear that our comments will be repeated. We keep what is shared at meetings confidential. As we work the steps and practice DA's traditions and concepts, we are reminded that recovery is possible and that we are all here for a common purpose, to recover from compulsive debting one day at a time. Please form a circle and join me in closing the workshop with the Serenity Prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. If you come back, it works. If you work it, and you're worth it.